will the weather affect your play calling Sunday?
Well, I just think growing up in Buffalo and coaching at New England and coaching at New York and in Cleveland, you know, you don't have a preconceived notion on what it's going to be. I think you have to have a couple different plans, particularly with the wind more than anything. Type of throws that you want to make, you know, the running game has to be good. And they're going to know you're going to have to run it more than you're going to have to throw it. And you just have some different types of plays here or there, scale some things back, and, you know, you prepare for all of it.
You know, Mel Tucker was here last year.
Yeah, I was a GA with Mel.
Huh?
I was a grad assistant with Mel.
Michigan
State. Me, Mel, and Josh. And Chuck Bulla, he's a coordinator out at UCLA.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
You guys must have been pretty good.
Under Saban, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it any factor that he was here last year and might know DA and some of the guys on your
Sure,
office?
I think anytime you go to a different place and you've been somewhere else, I think that gives you a little bit of advantage, knowing the guys, being around them. But ultimately, it comes down to these guys out there on the field at the end of the day. But Mel's a good guy, good coach.
The running game been so effective the last 3 weeks?
I think the players have done a really good job. Starts up front, have done a really good job with their combination blocks, moving the D line off the line of scrimmage, and JC has run well. He's had Vic in front of him for the most part, and Vic has done an excellent job. And then the perimeter guys, the guys that you don't talk too much about or see, last week it was stuck. He was doing a heck of a job inside. And Moe's been a pretty good blocker throughout the year. So the guys, we've given them some good plays to run. They've gone out and executed them. You know, the guys that, you know, Hop and the offensive line have done an excellent job.
Feeling different?
DA's done a good job, too, with that, by the way. Last week we ran a ton of check with Mies. That two-minute drive at the end where it got a little bit scrappy there. You know, it was a fairly simple drive in terms of the plays that we were running. But they were check with Mies on the 2 minute the whole way, and he got us in and out of the right plays, run it, pass it, and then saw the corner bite on Mo out there and said, go ahead and toss it up to him. But he's done a good job with it too.
Do you feel any different personally calling plays, more comfortable than you were, you know, weeks 1 and 2?
Well, I think you grow from the beginning of season to end of season, whatever coach you are. We've been running similar plays, similar stuff. The thing that we've done a good job of is operating this no huddle. And, you know, we score on that touchdown down there. We got the block in the back by Gainsey. We're top six the last 7 weeks in scoring behind Indy, Philly, New Orleans, and forgot the other one. So we're making some improvements. We got to keep on making those improvements, and hopefully you see that this week.
Mike Holmgren coming in, mm-hmm. and he had his West Coast offense. How versed are you in calling plays in that? Or what is your background connected to the West Coast?
Well, like I talked to you guys about last week, just knowing Bill Callahan, it's, you know, a lot of the systems in this league, it's like going from Spanish to English. They're all the words are the same. They're just different interpretations, you know. One protection might be called ace protection versus 200 jet, but it's the same protection. Just different terminology.
What is your mindset, you know, what is sort of the feeling going into this game? You know, you guys have a chance to win mm-hmm. four straight, and yet there's so much uncertainty.
You know, Mary Kay, we've just been grinding. We've kept a consistent attitude, I think, from the time we've been here to now. And it's harder to keep that consistent attitude, but you have to, you know, fight through adversity and do that when you're losing. And, you know, you see a little progress and the guys get a little taste of winning and they're saying, okay, here we go. And we've just been a week-to-week team in terms of who we're preparing for, getting ready. I think the guys are excited about the opportunity. You know, this would be the first time in 11 years that this organization has won 4 in a row, if we can get that this week. And they're just out there trying to beat Jacksonville this week. Had a good day of practice today, which is good to see after a New Year's.
Nobody probably knows what next week's going to bring, but do you hope you get to talk to Holmgren? Just, don't know if it's to state your case or just to talk. I don't know.
Sure. You know, I haven't given it too much a thought right now. I'm so consumed in trying to help these guys get this fourth win. And when next week comes around, you know, I'm sure we will sit down.
Looked at the weather? It's supposed to be crappy?
Yeah, I think Eric said it's supposed to be pretty cold out there.
I
got some wind. Yeah, I check it. But again, just being from where I'm from and being around, you say it's going to be 21 day, you wake up, it's 40, you know. They're not always on top of it, but it's hard to be.
Rob and Eric have talked about how they feel like there's something special building here.
Yeah.
The feeling is similar to what they felt in New England. Do mm-hmm. you feel the same thing?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a different spot. But, you know, got to being able to work for one of the best coaches in the history, and Bill. We started out 5-11. And it's a different place and different guys, but there's a lot of guys here that were part of that. And you win some games, and you start building on some things, and things start looking a little bit better, and you start improving. And, you know, offensively, you don't turn the football over, and you get some drives, and there's some positive feelings. You know, it's hard to have a lot of positive feelings for anybody, fans, you guys, us, when you lose. It sucks. But, you know, you get a couple of streaks here and there, and, you know, we got to play well this week against a good team. They're going to be hungry. They're still fighting to get into this mix. And I think our guys are excited to play. They have a good positive feeling, and it's been consistent since we've been here. And you stress it over and over, and the things that you believe in, and you hear them. And once you start winning a little bit, okay, here we go. You know, it's just right now it's the last game of the season. That's what we're trying to close out on a four-game win streak.
Is there a lot of carryover to next year, win or lose, when you, after the final game?
Carryover
in the next season, momentum-wise.
I just think that, you know, if you're losing here for a while, and you start winning, attitudes are bound to change. Where you're sitting there and you're saying, "Okay, here we go again," that's not the attitude. It's okay. Let's go out. They scored. Now it's our turn. It's not. Here we go. It's a positive feeling. There's guys that they got a lot of belief in it, you know, and it's good to see. I think from year to year, I think it's so different because, you know, there's the teams change, the players change, the coaches change. It's just a different type of feeling. But you can get some wins here. I think that you go into the off season with a positive note leading into next year. Now, what that brings you next year, you never know.
Mike Holmgren is has a very keen offensive football mind. Are you pretty proud of the product that he'll be viewing once he looks at your offense?
Well, I think the last eight weeks, the first 8 weeks, it wasn't very good. And since we've got out of the bye, I think the important thing that I've stressed to the guys and the coaches have stressed to them is the improvement that we want to see. And from the last few weeks, I'm happy with the guys, their performance, their production on the field, the way they fought, how they prepared. I've been proud of the way they prepared all the season long. They just haven't reaped the rewards of getting those wins, which is ultimately what you're judged on. But I think there's been consistent improvement from the players the last 7 weeks, considerable.
Something happened at the end of that San Diego game that kind of gave you a spark. Can you see things are even better since then too?
Well, the running game, running game's been pretty good. No, I just the guy's attitudes. I got to give it to him too, because I was part of, you know, New England when we were at 5-11, and since then haven't had many losing seasons in the league with the guys I've been around. And you know, it's hard when you're consistently losing over and over, and you get preached, you know, consistency and effort, and this is how the right way to do things. And you know, they're taking it, they're believing in it, but when you don't get those wins, it's tough. But they've been awesome, those guys, and they just since the bye, you know, like I told you guys, we set up a new goal chart for us offensively, and everyone had input to it, to realistic goals, and We've exceeded all the goals that we've set, whether it be Joe Thomas, we just set out a bunch of goals. And from that point on, you can't throw away 8 games, unfortunately. But yeah, it's been good since the bye week.
Do you think
was this season long enough to get any questions you had about Brady or Derek answered?
You know, Jeff, and I think someone asked me that last week. I haven't sat down to think about that yet and to really evaluate it. I'm just so tuned in on Jacksonville and this game plan and doing whatever I can do to help these guys and help this team. And I know all the coaches are, you know, Rob and Flus and all those guys, they're just cranking away. And it's just been a singular mindset each week, you know. And early on, we weren't getting it done. When it wasn't coming up to what we wanted it to come out to.